I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And this is our 399th show. Next week is the big one. The big 400, maybe, is a better way of putting it. But at any rate, our 400th show also celebrates 10 years that I've been doing the show. Well, yes, 10 years I've been doing the show. Earlier we had our 10th anniversary of doing the blog, but now we're talking about the actual show. 10 years. Yes, been at it a while. Anyway, yes, Fred, they even watch an old geezer like me. Fred, of course, in case you aren't aware, is my imaginary friend, so you can't hear him, but you can read his comments on the screen. Which, I'm sorry about that. What? You know, he rarely makes pithy statements. See? Okay. For those of you, like I said, that aren't aware, he is my imaginary friend. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. Yeah. Where was I headed? Oh, yeah, the show. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. Oh, look. If you get a chance, go to the website, drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen, and check out the little globey thing. Yes, it looks like a spinning planet. And in fact, it is. It's the Oif. That's the Earth, for those of you in Rio Linda. And it shows right where you are. So if you're, like, if you're in Cucamonga, it points to Cucamonga and says, there you are, more or less. So I'm looking at all the little red dots. Let me zoom in. You can scroll your mouse wheel and it'll zoom in on the Earth. Ooh, look, there's India. And almost the entirety of the United States, except for some places out in the Midwest that are blank. And Hawaii, good old Hawaii. And Japan. And India, as I said. And China. And of course, the United Kingdom. Wow. All the little red dots represent people who have come to the website. So if you haven't been to the drbill.tv website, get your red dot registered. More or less. Okay, we were talking about the blog. The blog, of course, is, as I said, drbill.tv. And on that blog, you can find articles. And in those articles, you will find the things that I do the show from. See that? Isn't that cool? You can do your finger this way, or you can do it that way. I don't know. That's just amusing. At any rate, Alphabet. You know, Alphabet is not just A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Although, that does qualify. Alphabet is also the name of the company that they created to take over Google, sort of. In other words, the creators of Google decided to have a company that's over Google. Again, I'm playing with the finger there. Anyway, so they decided to come up with a new motto. You know, the old motto of Google was, don't be evil. And there are some people, like my good buddy at work, Jim Bob, not his real name, who thinks that Google's the devil. So he thinks when they say, don't be evil, that they're really going, yeah, right, we're going to be evil. Yeah, we are. But we'll just tell everybody, we're not going to be evil. And they'll never know the difference. That's what he thinks. But Alphabet has come up with a new motto. Their new motto, not don't be evil, is do the right thing. Now, if we compare don't be evil with do the right thing, I would say do the right thing is at least a little more active. You can not be evil by doing nothing. Just don't do anything. And maybe you won't be doing evil. You'll be boring, but you won't be doing evil. But at any rate, to do good requires action. Yes. So, do the right thing. Now, here's the thing about that. Let me say this about that. Doing the right thing depends on what you think the right thing is to do. Yes. Yes, Fred. Yes, I am quite proud of myself for figuring that out. At any rate, Fred tries to keep me straight. That's probably quite true. But at any rate, I digress. The point is, don't be evil, replaced by Alphabet's do the right thing. Now, as I say, the thing is, what is right to do depends on your moral compass, your worldview, shall we say. So we'll see what they do to do the right thing. Yes. Now, however, this week was kind of a googly week. Matter of fact, the blog is rather short because there wasn't a whole lot of other tech news that of interest to me. But being a googly kind of guy, you know, I have a Nexus 10. I have an Android phone. I have a Google account, obviously, Google Plus. I have all kinds of googly things. And they announced a bunch of new googly things that I quite like the look of. One of which is the Google Nexus P 6P phone. Not P, 6P phone. See, there's already been a Google Nexus 6 phone. But this is the next iteration, the 6P. So, I like the look of this phone. I've got an article here in the blog, information from the Google Nexus announcements, that kind of covers what they talked about. They talked about the Nexus 5X phone, which is a 5.2-inch phone, which I'm finding hard to say. But they also have the Nexus 6P, which is a 5.7-inch phone. Yes, I have big hands, as you can see, compared to my head. So I like big phones, okay? I'm just a big guy, you know what I'm saying? So, the 6P has a 5.7-inch 2K AMOLED display, 159.4 by 77.8 by 7.3 millimeter in size and weighs 178 grams. Yes, that's all very metric-y. So, however, the design of the 6P is pretty cool. It's all metal design. And it has, so when you hold the phone, your finger falls for it to do a fingerprint impression to allow you to unlock the phone with your fingerprints. Yes. So nobody can pretend to be you if they're not already you. Just saying. So anyway, it sounds like it would be a very cool phone, and I like the look of it. By the way, they call that the Nexus imprint thing on the back of the phone. It also has a USB Type-C reversible power connector thingy, which will transfer data to your computer as well as power it, which also supercharges it, so to speak. In other words, it charges fast. And it has very cool cameras, powerful cameras. It has a 12.3 megapixel lens on the back of the camera, and then on the front camera has a, I believe it's an 8 megapixel selfie camera, which is a lot for a selfie camera. You know what I'm saying? I mean, wow, that's, you could probably do a webcast with it. It has decent battery life. We don't know quite how it's going to, what it's going to translate into, but the 6P has a 3,450 milliamp per hour battery. It also, of course, is running Marshmallow version of Android, which is version 6. You know, we posited that Marshmallow would be the name of the type of candy that would be the new version of the software. And I was right. I like being right. Right? Being right is good. Whoa! Thank you, Fred. Fred said, enough of that. When he starts bragging, we got to shut him up. Yeah. I get so few opportunities to do so, but at any rate, the Geek Software of the Week this week is PhotoRec. Yes, Photo, R-E-C. It stands for photo recovery, not wrecking your photos. Okay, that's not what it's for. It's wrecking your photos. No, PhotoRec is photo recovery. It's if something goes wrong on your hard drive and you have a bunch of photos there, this will go in and fix it. That's pretty cool. Gotta admit. People get really, I mean, I am real picky about my photos. I want them around forever. Longer, if possible. So, we're talking about FAT, NTFS, EXT2, which would be Linuxy, EXT3, EXT4, types of file systems, more file systems, I think. Let's see what all file systems we're talking about here. No, that was the list. But at any rate, cool. I mean, this is talking about like Linux and Unix and DOS machines, like you have one of those still laying around. And of course, your Windows and Mac boxes. Okay, mostly Windows, because I don't think this is Mac software at all. I think it's only Windows. Yes, and Linux. So, you can tell I did a lot of research on this one. But at any rate, you read it for yourself. Go to the website. The website is cgsecurity.org/wiki/photorec. R-E-C, rec. Okay, check it out. It will fix your photos if they're messed up. Now, we'll fix them like if the person is out of focus or anything. We're not talking about that. We're talking about recovering them off a hard drive that was going to croak. Okay. All right. And then finally, like I said, this is a short one this week. I do continue the Nexus and Googly news over on the Chromist netcast, which is coming soon. Coming soon to a YouTube near you. So, oh, by the way, before I do the last story, let me tell you this. The giveaway is next week when the Game Master will join me and do the giveaway, as is our tradition. And you can enter to win a free Chromecast. Dude. Now this is the classic Chromecast. Not the new one, but the classic one. Yes. So, dude, send me your email address by sending me an email. That's how we're going to do it. Last week I said I wasn't sure how we're going to do it. That's how we're going to do it. But you got to do something special. You ready? Do this. Put your subject line as, now if you don't put your subject line as what I'm about to say, it won't go into the drawing, okay? You ready? Chromecast. Can you remember that? Yes, Chromecast. You can even say Chromecast giveaway. But as long as you got the word Chromecast in the subject line. The subject line is the line where it says subject. When you go to type your email. Just being clear, you know? Okay, I'm not trying to demean you or say that you didn't know what a subject line was. Of course you know what a subject line is. I know what a subject line is. I also know where my water is. You should always do, I hit my microphone again. I tend to do that when I get water. But you should know where your towel is. And you should know where your water is. Which in my case is in my mouth, because that's what I needed, was a drink of water to keep my throat from drying out. It's getting better. It seems as we get into the, this is odd. As we get into fall, it seems to not dry my throat out as much as it does in the summer. But then in the winter, that's when most people have problems with dry air. I don't know. Because of heaters, I guess. But anyway, I'm digressing again. I tend to do that. Cortana won't be available on the Xbox until next year. You'd figure, since it's a video game character named Thing, that they would put Cortana on the Xbox before they put it on the PC. But they included it in Windows 10, but they haven't included it in Xbox yet. But they will next year. So, our plan is to add Cortana to the Xbox One Experience Preview later this year, meaning this year. However, it won't be officially in production until 2016. It's not clear what caused the delay. There was no mention of the 2016 date back in June when Microsoft first detailed the Cortana integration into the Xbox One. In a promotional video at the time, Microsoft said Kinect was required for Cortana speech recognition, so it's possible the rollout delay could allow the company to make the digital assistant work just with a headset, which would be a good idea because not everybody has the Kinect, okay? So despite the change, Microsoft is still pressing ahead with the new Xbox One Experience Preview. The maker, software maker, is adding more Xbox One Preview members to the dashboard test this weekend. So there you go. Like I said, you'd think Cortana would be in the regular Xbox before it was in a PC, but so there you go. And my PC is always saying, "Hi there, I'm Cortana. What can I do for you?" Which is sometimes odd. I mean, look at it this way. I have my watch where I can say, "Okay, Google," and tell it to do things. I have Alexa in there. Got to watch it when you say her name because she'll say something. Like, for instance, if I say, "Alexa, what time is it?"
It's 3:22.
She said it's 3:22 as I record this right at this moment. So, on a Sunday afternoon. But there you go. So I've got all these things I can talk to. I talk to humans too. But I have all these devices I can talk to. It's kind of odd. I feel like I'm in the future. Wow. I'm living in the future. So, remember two things at least. Can you do that for me? Two things. One, send me an email to get into the Chromecast giveaway for next week with the word Chromecast in the subject. That's one. And then let's make that three. Okay, we'll throw in an extra one just to be clear. So do that, okay? And then subscribe to our YouTube channel because we're trying to hit 500 subscribers by the 400th episode. Okay? So how many we got? We got the Chromecast email with Chromecast in the subject. We've got registering for our YouTube subscriber, which some people did last week. I appreciate that. So keep it up. If you haven't subscribed, go ahead and subscribe to YouTube. That would be good. To the Dr. Bill Bailey site on YouTube. Okay, not just YouTube generally. If you haven't done that, where have you been? Anyway, so I said there was a third thing. Let me drink my water. Do you remember the third thing? Yes, I did make that up on the spur of the moment. But I thought you might know. Fred doesn't know either. Okay, we'll leave it. We'll leave it. Oh, I know now what it is. See, I'm on top of things. Fred is not. Whoa. He's getting surly now. Okay, the third thing is this. Patreon. Yeah, I need you to be a Patreon supporter of the show. This is the 399th episode. And I've got 4 Patreon patrons. What's up with that? So go to Patreon and send me money. Yes. You say, boy, Dr. Bill, you can't just ask for money. Oh, yes, I can. I mean, look at it this way. Think about this. If I get enough Patreon patrons, I could quit my job and do nothing but videos. Would the world be ready? I knew Fred couldn't leave that alone. Fred, wouldn't you like to become a Patreon patron? He's right. He has no money. So there you go. But anyway, even a buck a month. You know, if 5,000 people, well, let's make it 10,000 people gave me a buck a month. There you go. I could do videos all day long. Kind of like Charlie on Emergency Awesome. All he does is videos. It's his whole job. Dude. I mean, he does Marvel videos. He does Flash videos. He does Arrow videos. Game of Thrones. All kinds of stuff. Videos. He's a busy dude. Anyway, so, like I said, those three things. All right, you got it? Okay. So join us again next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.